An array of systems surround your every move, but they cooperate with each other such that you may not even be aware of them. Think of the last time you bought gas, for example, and the seamless delivery, payment, and utilization of this fuel by your car. Now such an approach, called Emerge, is being applied to intensive care units by Alan Ravitz and colleagues at Johns Hopkins, with an eye toward improved safety.
Patients are at risk for lots of different harms in healthcare, and particularly in intensive care units. The way caregivers prevent those harms from becoming serious problems is that they use different therapies and interventions. Most of those therapies and interventions are kind of standalone things. There's very little integration and exchange of information from system to system to mitigate those harms. What we're trying to do is say, if you take more of a systems approach and look at the problem more completely and holistically, then you would design a system that's very different than what they have to use today.
At Johns Hopkins, I'm Elizabeth Tracy.